We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Howard Stern talked to Tom Brady today, and Brady opened up about some of his marital issues. That's why he stopped going to OTAs. Giselle said, I need you to pull the rope a little harder in this relationship, and he made that sacrifice. Good to know that a celebrity, somebody of Tom Brady's stature, the greatest quarterback of all time, Chris, would have some issues at home. It humanized him. It actually made me like him a little bit more, that he did not portray having this perfect home life. You know, some people make it sound like their wife is enamored with them, that they fall head over heels in love with them every day. And that's just not reality. That's just not the way it works for guys like me who want to wake up in the morning and watch NCAA tournament games from the 1990s. It's just not that simple. And so to hear Tom Brady, the fact that he's dealing with some of the same issues that I deal with in my own personal life actually made me like him a little bit more.
I can't help but think that the opening to this segment is very targeted at yours truly. But that's neither here
nor there.
You and Craig always complain that I purport to have some sort of perfect marriage.
And?
I get a lot of flack on this show. My marriage isn't perfect. I do my best. My wife
You don't
does
come
her
on
best.
The air and complain about certain situations like Brady did. And imagine if you just once in a while said, you know, I really got in trouble. I let out a fart in bed and Alex got mad at me and we haven't talked in a few hours. I think that would go a long way in our friendship.
With all due respect, if you let out a fart and you get in trouble, in bed no less, that's probably not a great marriage. If I let out a horrifying fart in bed, I would probably get a chuckle from Alex if she was still awake, or if it was particularly noxious, she would say, what are you doing? Like, get out of here. That is horrible.
And that latter might stray the relationship a little bit. That's all.
No. Because that's happened in my relationship, and it's only strengthened the marriage. Anyway, the Brady thing, by the way, anybody that said he had a perfect home life must have forgotten the whole part where he got Bridget Moynihan pregnant, and one of the reasons that, like, didn't he buy a place in New York was to spend time with his kid there or something like that? The guy hasn't had a perfect home life ever. Mm. So, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. But yes, I think it's humanizing to hear. I think for the average Joe who deals with maybe some of the same time crunches, work, life, family balance, it was oddly refreshing, I will concede, to hear him say that.
And just like Starkey, Stern usually is able to pull that out of his guests.
Man, has anybody undergone more of a career metamorphosis than Howard Stern?
From shock jock to guy that just
from guy
brags about like living
boss,
in the Hamptons and being a
yes.
billionaire and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of
he's
I
a
like
one percenter.
He's a one percenter, and he's, like, unabashed about it, which makes me dislike him with how unabashed he is about it, but he does pull some good interviews out of people.
Thanks, Skipper.
So we have other quarterbacks talking today outside of Tom Brady. One of them, Ben Roethlisberger, comments posted to Steelers.com from Ben today. Ben's doing a lot of talking. When is he going to come on with us? Can we put that request in to the Steelers to get him on our program?
I think you're going to have to get old Chris Muller furloughed or fired or sent to Siberia for that to happen, my friend.
Negative Nancy.
The only way Ben would come on this show, if I were a part of this show, mm-hmm. is if, unbeknownst to me, until, like, obviously I tried to ask a question, my mic was potted down, and he was just getting questions from you.
I think it's great when sometimes athletes take on their harshest critics, and I think that would make for a very entertaining conversation between the two of you.
I think the gloves would come off very early in that conversation.
On whose end?
I mean, more mine, because I'm the guy punching up. He would be the guy punching down. I mean, I'm a nobody in the scheme of things, and he's a quarterback who's made, what, $200 million in his career?
About that, yep.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's won two Super Bowls and been to another. Like, one party here is
You're not even a pimple on his fanny is the point you're trying to make here.
Yes, I mean, I'm really not.
He shouldn't concern himself with what Chris Mueller has to say about him is the bottom line.
Now, if Joe Starkey, if a Dunlap, if a guy like that was saying things, okay, that's a different story. A Filippone, a national star like a Filippone, maybe. Halsey's low on the food chain.
This is from Steelers.com. Ben asked about the draft, and they made moves in free agency. They all seem to be offense, line, fullback, tight end. Maybe they'll use the second-round pick on a defensive player. And Ben said, no, well, I still think they'll address the offense. They've gone early on defense in the last few drafts, but who knows?
So did they
The man is a master messenger, don't you think? I mean, if I were going to say that there's one thing he is better than most quarterbacks at, and probably most pro athletes, and he leverages his relative popularity in town, and I think he understands the kind of inherent leverage that his position gives him, the star quarterback of the most popular sports team in the city, he is not shy about
dropping hints,
passive-aggressively making his feelings known on a certain subject. He really isn't. And I give him credit. Like, if you're Ben Roethlisberger, you want X, Y, and Z, and he is very canny about how he goes about trying to get that.
He was asked about, by the way, before I actually just skip over that, I agree with you. I think there's coding there. I think there's definitely a message to be deciphered. You don't need to be one of these code breakers, right? Didn't we use, like, Native Americans during, like, wartime to communicate
code
so nobody
talkers.
Could intercept the message? Yeah, you don't need to have... You don't need to be bilingual or trilingual to read between the lines there. He'd like another playmaker on offense, and he thinks that the defense has been given a lot of toys and gifts and things to work with. And I think he even acknowledged, from what I'm reading on Steelers.com here, he even acknowledged that it was fun to watch the defense because of all the investments that have been made.
Tony, your jaw's going to hit the floor with what I'll say next.
Mm-hmm.
Ben lobbying for offense, as much as I have in almost every draft, like mock draft expert, Ryan Wilson, people like that interview that we have done, and I think I've pretty consistently brought up edge rusher to ask different people what they think about the crop outside of Chase Young.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to max out your window right now to win with Ben, and you've already committed the franchise tag to Bud Dupree, then I think what you are sort of beholden to doing is trying to roll the dice with the defensive personnel you have on hand and trying to give another tool into the toolbox to try to make that offense better.
I agree with that because they've also had success with wide receivers outside of the first round who have been able to give them instant production. And I think running back is a plug and play position by definition. Ben on his wide receivers, this is interesting, said this. How about this comment from Ben? That he was really impressed with James Washington's conditioning last year, that it got better, telling Steelers.com that Washington could run a deep route and then come back to the huddle and run another route last year.
I'm not even sure what that's supposed to reference.
Which, man, like, that is such a backhanded compliment. You could, again, decipher that as his rookie year, he was not in very good shape. And he actually dedicated himself to his craft last year. And it's funny because Ben's not exactly the Jack LaLanne of, like,
right,
quarterbacks.
He isn't towing a monster truck with his teeth to show how strong he's gotten. My thing, Isn't it also a backhanded statement too to suggest that James Washington, when he would run deep patterns, wouldn't catch the ball and therefore would have to go back to the line of scrimmage?
Ugh.
Isn't that like a triple backhanded compliment?
That's barely
that
even
part's
a compliment.
Not even
at
complimentary.
This point.
Yeah, that part's not even complimentary.
Roethlisberger, the latest, and he is right there with Tomlin, who has done this, and Colbert, I believe, too, of talking about Juju outside of the game itself, being a leader as a young player in the wide receiver room and displaying a, quote, selfless mentality last year.
I think that is a little bit of a keep your most proven and accomplished wide receiver sort of on your side maybe and try to keep him in your corner. And I would call that good leadership. I mean, you know I'm critical of Ben. I also think that this is another case where anytime he thinks he can get a jab in at Antonio Brown, he'll do it.
But it's also an acknowledgement. Sure, you could look at it that way, but I also think
a jab at AB.
I also think it's an acknowledgement that Juju is kind of a fragile player right now. And I think there was some sulking last year, and he kind of got down on himself a little bit. And I think there's been an effort by the organization to try to build him back up this offseason, to let him know that last year was the fluke and not the first 2 years of his career.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.